to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you are here with another episode of Checkpoint Intimates, your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot, joined in studio by Edie.
Hello.
Hi, Edie. How are we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
That's good. It actually has been a little while since we've done an Intimates podcast because we've had interviews and crazy shenanigans going on. So it's good to get back into the rhythm.
Yeah.
Sink back into the kind of one-on-ones.
The rhythm of the night.
Let's do a dance. So this week on the show, we want to talk about weird simulators. Now, this seems to be a trend, right? And by weird simulators, I guess it kind of kicked off with Goat Simulator back in the day. And since then, we've had stuff like Iron Bread.
Surgeon Simulator.
All these crazy kind of simulation style games that focus on one weird profession and or animal and or inanimate object in the case of I Am Bread.
Now, it kind of started as what I imagine to be like a satire of actual simulation games.
Sure.
So you've got farming simulators, you've got airline simulators.
Driving simulators, bus simulators.
And they're all quite serious simulators.
Yep.
They're meant to
Absolutely.
Be fun, but they're also meant to be very accurate. And for the people who play them seriously, I'm sure the joke is not that funny, but to people who don't really play these simulators, it can be quite humorous to see farming simulator, like, so
I love hooking up my tractor and literally plowing a field.
Yeah, exactly. So I imagine it came out because of that, and so because of that, we've seen more and more ridiculous things.
Yeah, and I guess in recent times, we've just seen the kind of the release of Untitled Goose Game, which I guess you could call a goose simulator.
Yeah, well,
even though it is a bit more than that, there
is
a narrative.
There's
more to it than just that.
I can clearly see the process going from haha, what if goose simulator?
Sure.
To an actual good video game. And I think it's a good progression because, you know, we had the joke, the Goat Simulator, and that was funny. And it was fun enough, but it wasn't just like, it wasn't what you'd call an actual well-made game with a true purpose.
Sure. I mean, I think the true purpose was just to be irreverent and dumb, and I guess it succeeded in that way. But obviously, because of that success, we keep seeing more of it, right? Like, I keep seeing trailers for this pigeon simulator game that lets you fly around pooping on people and just being a pigeon, and all of a sudden people are super excited to play as a pigeon in Pigeon Simulator. It's like, oh my god, how many of these are we actually going to get? And it turns out, probably quite a lot.
Yeah, like, we're not done with them yet. We touched on this briefly before starting, but it is a very popular thing to watch YouTubers play these simulators
because
they're just so funny.
And look, we are in the kind of era where a lot of the success of games can often be dictated by how watchable they are, not just how playable they are, right? Because of stuff like Twitch, streaming, YouTube, Let's Plays, and all the different kind of video capture and sharing formats, even just Facebook video, right? Like, this is how a lot of games get attention and traction these days. And it's hard to get your little indie game out there to the masses. So how do you make it stand out? Well,
just have it be absolutely ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have it be something that the kind of, you know, the Let's Play crowd or the streaming crowd would go, you know what? I could make great content out of that. That game helps facilitate my comedy. Which is really what we're seeing. I've got to admit, part of the reason I wanted to talk about these kind of wacky simulation games is because I kept seeing information about a game called Bum Simulator. And I just
Simulator.
I wanted to jump into a conversation
Really wanted to talk about Bum Simulator, huh?
And by bum, like, I mean like homeless, like not like buttocks.
Oh my
right?
god! Okay, I totally misunderstood where this is going.
So there's an actual game out there. It hasn't released yet, but I think it's playable in some kind of early version or whatever.
Okay.
Called Bum Simulator, and it's actually quite a well detailed, high production kind of game that lets you play as somebody who you're designing their kind of cardboard house. You're interacting with other bums. You're going through the trash to find kind of the kind of scraps that you want to use to put in your shopping trolley to sell to make 5 cents per item kind of
this
thing.
This is just making me sad. Is it supposed to make you feel sad? Because it's making me feel sad.
No, because if you look at the trailers and stuff, it's a bum throwing glass bottles at other bums and barfing all over the place with like comedic music in the background.
Great.
Yeah, right. No, this is the whole thing. This is why I wanted to talk about it, because there's this whole discussion of, hang on, is that okay?
Yeah, like, I don't think it is, personally. I would think that it is very fine and well to have a very silly game where you play as a silly thing, and just it's completely ridiculous and not indicative of reality. However, I don't think the subject of that should be the most vulnerable members of our society.
Mm.
I just don't think that that's how it should be.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because, yeah, you think of these simulation games and you use words like comedic or wacky or silly or stupid, and all of a sudden you don't want to attribute those words to something like the homeless and like societal issues and poverty. And but yet here we are in a world where Bum Simulator is actually seems to be getting a lot of attention and traction, and people are super excited to play the next crazy simulator game, Bum Simulator.
And look, I'm sure it is funny to watch. I'm sure to watch it, it would make me laugh, but I would feel bad instantly after laughing. It's and not, you know, there are some topics in which we can and should kind of have a sense of humor about. I'm not trying to say that, like, you can't joke about tough topics, but it's, you have to be very mindful of who the butt of the joke is.
Yeah, like, it's
who
one
the
of those.
Bum of the joke wow. is.
There's so much to unpack there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's definitely this whole conversation of, okay, when has it gone too far? And I think a lot of the problem with something like Bum Simulator is it does seem to be that the brunt of the joke is on these disenfranchised members, like actual disenfranchised members of society. Like, it's okay to laugh at a goose or a pigeon or a goat because they're just...
Yeah.
They're just animals. Like, who cares?
And with Surgeon Simulator, you don't see the person behind the surgical gloves and...
No.
And even if you could, like...
But they're not making fun of the profession of
surgery.
Yeah,
absolutely not. Yeah.
And even if they were, whatever. Like,
whatever,
surgeons are pretty
surgeons
well to do.
Are doing fine.
They're okay.
Yes. Surgeons will make it through this.
Yeah. It's, like, interesting because the... Obviously, the developer... kind of has been, you know, on this kind of the brunt of a lot of criticism for their game and whatever. So I want to read out something they wrote in kind of like to go against
that. As an explanation.
Yeah. So the title absolutely does make fun of bums. It does mean, part of the game's description says I'm reading the absolutely wrong thing, which is why I'm stumbling. Here it is. So this is by Ragged Games, with the development team behind that. Ignore my inane ramblings before this moment. This is now the actual quote. Number one, homeless people want to change their situation and they need our help. We wouldn't dare to make fun of them. However, our hero is nothing like that. Number two, the title of the game is not Homeless Simulator, it's Bum Simulator. The hero of the game is not a homeless person, he is a bum. It was his choice to lead this sort of a life, and the player can affect that he/she doesn't like it. He even has a home, he just doesn't want to live there. The inspiration for the game comes from our own street observations and conservations. We met a lot of interesting people, many of them positive and even happy about their situation and life choices. You can be angry, but these sort of people simply exist. We just took their stories, exaggerated them, and made a world which fits them.
Okay, so...
Weird, right?
Yeah, that is very weird.
So number one, they're making a distinction between the homeless and bums. Mm-hmm. A distinction I didn't know exists, and I still don't know if that's a real, like, known thing in just general nomenclature and conversation. Like, if I told somebody and used the word bum and homeless interchangeably, I'm sure
yeah,
they wouldn't notice.
They, I'm sure they would think you meant the same thing.
Right, and the distinction there, apparently, according to the developer at least, is that, you know, the homeless, it's almost like an affliction cast upon them that they had no choice, whereas bums choose to live that life.
Which, you know, I've never heard of a single person choosing to live this way. I'm sure statistically there are some people in this life that would choose to do that, purely statistically.
But it's not like you're looking at people on the street and going, that's a bum, that's a homeless.
Yeah,
it's like, what? That
would be completely ridiculous. And also, I'm very interested to see whether or not the game itself makes this distinction, and it's not just the developers saying, oh, Dumbledore was gay the whole time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you'd almost want this conversation to be when they release their first trailer rather than a reaction to criticism. Because as soon as you're defensive, it's like, well, you make up whatever excuse you want to make up, right?
Exactly. You know, you can say whatever you want, but that doesn't mean that the art that you, or the thing that you created in any way reflects what you meant it to reflect.
Now, the developer also went on to say, they said that knowing the opinions like yours will appear, we still decided to work on this game. Why? Because it brings attention to a big problem. We're happy that our game, even before the release, pushed you to write an article which will hopefully make some people think. It's a good thing. Knowing that our game pushes people to action makes us even more happy to make it.
Well, you know what? That's not... if they had just said that without the first bit, I would be even almost impressed with them because, you know, like, just
is that
like...
good enough, though? Can I do something sexist and then say, oh, but I made you talk about sexism, so it was actually a good thing?
I believe no. I still think that this is not something that I'm ever interested in looking at or playing, and I think it is offensive. However, the thing with comedy is that it is a risk, and there have when a comedian puts something out there and goes, look, this is the reason I put it out there, if you disagree with it and you hate it and you write an article about it, that's great. Like, I think that's how it should be. I feel like if you put something out there for a purpose and you still believe you wanted to do it, so you did, that's fine, but you have to be prepared for people to dislike it and think it's offensive. And it looks like these guys, these people are prepared for that.
That's
so
true.
You know, at the very least, you know.
It's much better than being overly defensive and refuting all criticisms and saying, no, you're not allowed to criticize our game, right?
Yeah,
because look, there are some people out there, right? I like to think that I live my life open to criticism and, like, just making content, right? Whether it's web content, radio content, podcasts, I put my opinions out there constantly. And I'm always open to somebody having a different opinion. And I think that's okay to generate that discussion. But I'd like to think my morals are good enough, at least, to not make a problem worse. And I think there's the possibility that something like Bump Simulator leads to, you know, changing people's perspectives on the homeless as a joke or something to laugh at or part of their entertainment process when they're not. They're real people.
And I would worry that the developer saying something like, oh, there are some people who choose to live this way, this might lead some people to try to make those judgments when they're walking through a street
and go,
do I think this person is choosing to live this way? Because, you know, you never know. However, I think it would be awful if someone started trying to scrutinize the people that they see sleeping on the street and starting to think that maybe that person chose it. It's very... don't like that one bit.
Well, it's also worth mentioning that obviously this game is set in America and their culture might be different. Their circumstances might be different. I don't think we even really use the term bum in Australia.
Yeah, like...
That's an Americanism.
I mean, proof in point, like, I didn't understand what you meant by bum.
Yeah,
I thought you meant a butt.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I think...
I want to play Butt Simulator. I don't want to play this Bum Simulator. Can somebody make Butt Simulator, please?
What would it be?
Sitting down on things.
You've studied a games degree.
Okay, sitting down on things like pooping.
Right.
Farting.
Yeah.
Other things that you can do with butts.
Anal
that
sex?
I shall not... Okay, well, I wasn't going to name it, but you did, so...
I just was wondering if that's where you were going.
Yeah, it absolutely. I mean, where that's was like, I, where I was
what
going.
What else do you do with bots? Can you slap it?
Yeah, you can slap it. You can
slap. Can you just dance?
You will be able to slap a butt twerk. In Bot Simulator. Twerk? Nah, that's illegal.
In the confines of your game, yeah, twerking yeah. is illegal.
Yeah, you go to jail. It's like Monopoly when you land on the space.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it. I think we've planned a good game.
I'm on board.
Yeah, okay.
I think this is a much better game.
Let's fund that instead of Bum Simulator.
But yeah, I think obviously these kind of wacky simulation games, to get off the kind of the more controversial topic of Bum Simulator specifically, but these kind of... these weird, crazy simulation games, they're super appealing, even just to me, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm enamored by games like Untitled Goose Game, even though it's not specifically a simulation game, absolutely, but there are elements to it there. Like, I'm enamored by these games that can do these small, focused, kind of experimental titles that are just... oh, let's study how a goose waddles. Let's animate that. Let's think about the things a goose might get up to and make sure the player is capable of doing that. And then throw them in a sandbox and just see what shenanigans the player themselves comes up with. And that's crazy. That's fun. And I get why they're so popular.
Yeah, I do as well. It's... I don't normally play them because I need a little bit more substance in the things that I play to keep me interested. And I don't say that in any kind of elitist way. It's just not what I'm into. But it certainly is very, very amusing to watch other people play it. And I think, you know, that's part of the large point of them, is watching other people play and having a good old laugh.
Is there any simulation game? If there was a title announced and it was one of these crazy simulation games, is there any that you would stand out and go, oh, you know what? I'd play that one.
Oh, that's a really good question.
Like, what are the facets of Edie that are just buried underneath that would excite you to see kind of explored in a simulation?
Okay, you know what? I can't think of one off the top of the head, but I will mention that there is a game in development called Yandere Simulator.
What?
And this is an anime term.
Did you say yandere?
Yandere simulator, yes.
Why you've taught me so many anime terms.
Oh, well, here's one more for you.
Please.
Yandere is a trope, or like a writing element, it is a girl, or sometimes guy, but mostly girl, who is obsessed with her love interest to the point of aggression and violence.
Oh, God.
And it gets quite brutal, emotionally and physically. It's very unpleasant. It's the kind of anime... garbage that Cameron would hate.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate this, and it's used as like a horror and a drama trope.
Right.
And what this game...
as in, it's scary to
it's
have
scary.
Somebody that obsessed
yeah,
with you
that's
kind of
right.
thing?
Yeah, that's right. It's definitely not
like they
meant
could
to be...
kidnap you and saw off limbs.
Yeah, they do. And they do.
And hug those limbs at night.
And they kill other romantic people who are interested in their love interest. Like, stay away from my...
I love these terms because we don't have a word for it in English.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly. Yandere. And so in this game, it started off as this silly... thing, you know, like, you know, there are all these simulator games. I want to make one about a yandere girl killing anyone who even looks at her senpai wrong. but it's actually turned into this big game that the same developer has spent several years on, and he's crafting it into an actual video game.
Wow.
About yanderes. So, you know, you can take something that started off very silly and turn it into something, you know, quite cool.
I mean, we've seen stuff like there's a cleaning simulator, there's a job simulator, which is that VR game that's really fun. What else have we seen? There's been so many that it's almost hard to list them all.
Yeah.
But yandere, that's definitely the first time I've heard of yandere simulator.
Well, what about you then? What would be your one thing?
Oh, I have absolutely no idea. I asked that question
knowing
full well that I could not answer it if it was turned back on me.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are also the simulator games that are literal, like, you know, Life Simulator, The Sims.
Well, there's like video game making simulators as
right? Yeah, Game Developer Simulator.
Game Dev Tycoon.
Yeah,
stuff
Game
like
Dev
that.
Tycoon, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Make a video game.
Making games. If I can't do it in real life, I'll do it in a game.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is about all the time we have. We've been talking about wacky, crazy, silly simulation games, as well as one particular controversy that's been cropping up more and more. I keep hearing about it. So I thought we should tackle that, and I'm glad we're on the same page on that one, because sometimes it's not quite okay, or it just feels...
Yeah.
I'd feel uncomfortable playing a game like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. My name has been Elliot. Edie, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And make sure you stick with us next week for yet more intimate goodness.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.